Beloved ones, let us keep our hearts fixed on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Cleave to him with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways, follow and acknowledge him, and he will bring to pass the best possible outcome to your life. Amen. Well, as I had mentioned in the message previous to this one, a lot of distractions, dealing with a lot of distractions and changes. And so one day I came to the Lord and I said, "Help, the days are too short." And the message began, "Lord, how do you want me to go about this day? You see the struggles to juggle all that I need to do. My only solution is from you, Lord, from heaven and the Blessed Mother. Please help me. I call upon my angels and saints to please intercede and order my day. Pray for an obedient heart. Lord, I would ask you for another 8 hours, but if I am wasting time now, how much more would I do so later? I must first cooperate to master my time. Oh, Holy Spirit, help me." The Lord Jesus began, "Whenever you are tempted to turn to the right or to the left, you will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'" And here's a little note from the internet, which I thought was well stated, which signifies that God will guide his people, providing direction and clarity in their daily lives. This guidance is not limited to major decisions, but it extends to all aspects of life, even when one is unsure of the correct path. "This is the way, walk ye in it." Isaiah 30:21. "The Lord has taken me to his chest with my head on his adorable heart." Saints Benedict, Francis, Faustina, and the Blessed Mother and angels surround us. Jesus began, "Beloved, I know the desire of your heart, but pride and self-will get in the way. You are a strong one, you know." "Yeah, that's what I love about you. But you must conquer your own opinion and way of doing things, that I might have complete control of your time and thoughts. Reading and obeying the scriptures I bring to memory is absolutely essential. The Lord's body just disintegrated on my tongue, and I said, 'Oh Lord, don't go away.' He replied, 'I'm not going anywhere. I am here to stay and bring you into complete unity of purpose with my heart, will, and emotions.' Now then, we've settled that. Moving on, your love for me and desire to conform yourself to my will is dearer to me than you will ever know. That is why I and we are going to help you. May I have your agreement that you will do your best to conform to my known will, my little March hare? For truly, I will turn your movements into the sure and steady resolve of the desert tortoise." He always compared me to the March hare and the turtle. And he said, "You're a March hare and I want you to be a turtle." I was born in March, so kind of a play on words. He continued, "Your only challenge is obedience and complete distrust of your own way. In this way you will gain the mastery. When I see that you are totally yielded to my inspirations, then and only then will I increase your working hours." Shall we get started with that? "Lord, you know my heart's intention. You will see a major improvement, and I do mean major. Thank you, Jesus, heart of my heart. You have questions, and I do believe you've been picking up on my answers. I will say it again. The YouTubes are laced electronically with a happy hormone current. In other words, it is very much like a drug. The reason for this is to capture the minds of all with entertainment so they will be compliant and eat up their time on useless pursuits. I can guarantee it. You can take it to the bank. This is why it is so hard to stop watching and exploring all the information that is offered to you at your fingertips. And of course, the intelligent and inquisitive simply cannot resist the lust for knowledge. And the simple ones, their lust for entertainment. Therefore, a governor is needed to keep things in bounds. Not waste your lives going from one curiosity to another. The safest way is to not indulge. However, that does result sometimes in the loss of key and needed information. I will make up the difference, but you may also designate a person to glean needed information. In the present moment, you must pray for the world and its nations, for they are in dire straits. Much catastrophe at the hands of men and allowed by me in the universe is coming to bear on mankind in these hours. Pray, pray, pray. Claire, if you love me, pray and ask for the anointing to pray even more. Remember Saint Isidore, how I blessed him by plowing his field for him while he sacrificed his time and obeyed me by doing what I requested of him despite the potential loss of future harvests. Know that you cannot outgive me, Claire. I am for you. I am always for you. And for every sacrifice you make, I will also further your cause. And this is my promise to you, beloved of my heart. Thank you, Lord. You melt my heart with your kind words. Thank you so much.